Cheese presents The Tommy Dorsey Show with Stuart Foster, Ziggy Elman, Charlie Silver, all the regular members of the famous TD band, and Tommy's guest for this evening, Duke Ellington. This is Wendell Niles speaking. And here's that sentimental gentleman himself, Tommy Dorsey.
Hiya, folks, and welcome to another Sunday Circus in Dorsey Drive.
Say, Tommy, I heard a rumor that you're about to open a restaurant here in Hollywood. Is that true?
Yes, Wendell. I've decided that what this country needs is good food and low prices.
Oh, but how can you make any money that way?
Eliminate the low prices.
I guess so. So you're really going to open a swanky restaurant, Tommy?
Yes, a very unique, exclusive Hollywood cafe.
Well, you'll have a special room for fistfights, of course.
I mean, none of that in my place, Wendell. It's really going to be something. Soft lights, dreamy music, sparkling fountain playing gently in the patio, the waitresses as beautiful as golden girls, and superb food.
Oh, with a setup like that, who wants food?
I've got some wonderful ideas for my restaurant, Wendell. All our ducks are going to be flown out here to the West Coast from Long Island.
Oh, that's going to run into money, isn't it, Tom?
Not with a homing pigeon to lead them.
What else are you going to serve besides transcontinental duck?
Some delightful foreign dishes. Just wait until you taste our spaghetti.
Will you serve meatballs?
Sure, Wendell. Bring your friends over anytime.
You won't need them, Tom. You'll always have customers.
You mean discriminating people who like the best?
No, just the boys in your band.
They'll not only be eating at my place, Wendell, they'll be waiting on tables. And here they are dishing up an a la carte order of Chloe.
Thank you. Delightful, Tommy. Delightful.
Say, Tommy, I'd like to get a job in your new restaurant for a cousin of mine.
Fine, Stuart, but what can he do?
He's a cook, and he can make dishes you've never even heard of before, out of things like old potato peels, prune pits, and dehydrated gladiola bulbs.
Well, where are you going to cook like that?
In the Army.
I don't think I can listen, Stuart, but we could use a song from you anytime. So let's have that lovely new ballad, This Is Always. Harry Warren tune, This Is Always, and this is Wendell Niles.
This summer of all summers, iced Tenderleaf tea has really come into its own. All over the country, this richer blend is taking top honors because it's the tea that ice made famous. Famous for flavor that lasts. That's the beauty of having so much rich, delicious flavor to start with. Even the last swallow in the tallest glass is still famous for flavor, Tenderleaf tea. Still tempting, appealing, refreshing. Cool off this way all through the hot weather, at mealtime and in between. With other fine summer foods, iced Tenderleaf tea is the perfect companion, a delightful necessity.
And between meals, when you're parched, when your spirits are low, when the air is just too hot to breathe, there's a world of refreshing, quick comfort in a frosty glass of delicious iced Tenderly tea. Keep plenty on hand. You'll be drinking more of it. Ask for the half pound, the iced tea size package of Tenderly brand tea.
Charlie Shavers always sings on his way home after a one-night stand. I am beginning to see the light.
Never did the sun, moon, and sky. Never did the red firefly. But now the stars in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. Never went to the afterglow, or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lights on, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. When you came and saw the stars, how I'm crying now. Never made love under the sun. Never saw rainbows in my mind. But now that your lips are burning light, can you see the light?
Written a couple of years ago by one of the nation's foremost bandleaders and composers. The same man who gave us such great tunes as Moon Indigo, Solitude, Caravan, and Sophisticated Lady. This versatile stick waver has done much to spread the popularity of American music. He has taken his great band to Europe twice, and in recent years he has been playing the leading concert halls, theaters, and better balanced emporiums. We've known him since the early days when we used to drop in to catch his performances at the Kentucky Club in New York. And we'd like to have you meet the great composer, arranger, and pianist, Duke Ellington.
Hi, Duke. Hi, T.D. You know, you've got quite a memory.
Well, Duke, I'll never forget how you used to pack him into the Kentucky Club. It was one of the most popular spots in New York in the old days.
Always crowded. Naturally, it was a speakeasy.
Don't be so modest, Duke. Your music has always attracted the swing fans. Why, you've even given concerts in Carnegie Hall. And that's quite a jump from the Kentucky Club. How do you do it?
Oh, it's easy. You just grab the subway and transfer it to 57th Street. But you've made a few concert appearances yourself, haven't you?
Yes, and I'll never forget the first time I appeared on the stage at the Hollywood Bowl. There wasn't a person in the audience.
I bet you were very upset.
No, just very early.
You must be taking your music very seriously these days.
Yes, Duke, I want to be something more than just a trombone player, so I'm studying arranging and composition. How about giving me a few tips on songwriting?
Okay, the first thing you do is pick a title.
Do you think up all your own titles?
Well, how do you think I got to be a Duke?
But how do you get inspirations for your songs?
Well, a glamorous woman-inspired sophisticated lady. I married her, and then I wrote, "Don't Get Around Much Anymore."
I suppose you like to get away from it all and be alone when you're composing.
No, I tried that once. I went all the way up to the lonely cabin in the North Woods. I had to pack in for miles and miles.
Did you write anything while you were up there?
Couldn't. I forgot my pencil.
But if you're really
interested in composing, Tommy, you should spend a lot of time studying scores.
I do when the Dodgers are playing.
And another good thing to remember is that every composition must have a basic idea. Now, take that song of ours, The Mooch. A prominent critic says it represents the conflict of two elemental forces. One, the violence of nature struggling with the force of man. The other, a more melancholy, restrained mental force.
Mm-hmm. Do you agree with him?
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Well, I make sure of this, but I'm working on a new song we both should be able to understand. It's a melody that's been running around in my mind for quite some time now. I'll play a little of it with the boys, and then you can pick it up on the piano.
Okay, T.D., go ahead.
All right, John, give us a little vamp.
That number someplace before.
Oh, that's a double, Duke. Everybody's trying to steal good tunes today. It's really rough on the writers. It's
really rough. This number sounds a little like that melody you play once in a while. You know, Marie.
Well, people tell me it sounds something like Your Solitude.
Solitude was never like this.
Neither was Marie. But you think you can play with us, too?
I'll try. Well, you come in the middle.
Set it down. You know, I figure if I keep writing songs like that, first thing you know, I'll have a hit on my hands.
You keep writing songs like that, and first thing you know, you'll have a lawsuit on your hands.
Well, maybe I'd better forget composing and try my hand at arranging. You know, I've been studying that too, Duke.
Good, T.D., but tell me, do you favor pizzicato or pianissimo or legato and fortissimo?
I like them all. Those Italians are great composers. Yes, especially Shostakovich. Yes, I've always liked his arrangements.
They're very fine. Of course, Shostakovich is the world's most outstanding representative of minors.
Really? I always thought it was John L. Lewis. Anyway, what kind of arrangements do you use, Duke?
Very rough skeleton arrangements. You know, we sold over 1 million copies of one record we made with a skeleton.
Say, where can I get in touch with this skeleton?
I don't think you dig me, but I will say I like the arrangements you play. Your music features some exquisite melodic figures.
Thanks, Dirk, but there's one band that features even better figures.
Who's?
Phil Spitalny.
We seem to have gotten off the track somewhere along the line here.
Yes, Dirk, and there's only one way to fix that. You take over at the piano. We'll all transfer to the A train. That groovy number your collaborator, Billy Strayhorn, wrote especially for your great band. All right, then take it from there. Bringing an A-train in on time with a TV gang aboard is quite a trick, even for Duke Ellington. Thanks for coming over and try to make it again. We're here every Sunday night, aren't we, Wendell?
Yes, and Sunday night, any Sunday night, is just the time for you and your folks to enjoy that Sunday supper special, the toasted cheese sandwich made extra good with Shepherd Chevelle, C-H-E-V-E-L, Chevelle brand cheese food. It's mighty good without anything added, and it's mighty good, too, when you lay slices of ripe golden tomatoes on the Chevelle before you slide your sandwiches under the broiler. Chevelle melts in a jiffy, and out come your sandwiches bubbling with goodness. Chevelle is Shepherd's all-purpose cheese food, mild, smooth, delightful. It's made from fine cheddar cheese with added milk with its minerals and with an honest, natural quality that comes from good milk and Shepherd's more than 40 years of cheese-making skill. Every day, more and more people are learning about Shepherd Chevelle. Melt Chevelle, spread Chevelle, slice Chevelle. Keep Chevelle always on hand. When you shop for Shepherd Chevelle, that good cheese food, you'll know it by the bright red package. Yes, always say, Shefford. S-H-E-F-F-O-R-D for fine cheese.
Johann Strauss are always welcome, no matter what the season. And here's Hugo Winterhalter's arrangement of Voices of Spring. Try to be listening again next Sunday, same time. Stuart Foster, Ziggy Elman, Charlie Savers, and all the fellows in the band will be on hand in Dorsey Drive to welcome my brother Jimmy Savers, trombone player, Russ Morgan. So until next Sunday, this is Tommy Dorsey saying good night. This is Wendell Niles reminding you to be sure to tune in again next Sunday, same time, when the makers of Tender Leaf Tea and Pepper Cheese will again bring you the Tommy Dorsey Show with Tommy's guest, Russ Morgan.